have no clue. Like, they look at us like we've totally just made this, like, pulled it out of the air. And I'm like, man, I can't even make up anything that good. Like,
well, I can, only thing I can tell you, in my childhood, I have not heard.
This was on back, baby. Because I kind of remember it. But I remember that, you know, my mom and several more just didn't allow us to go in the store. We went on wherever we had to go and shop. And so the bird didn't last long, so it was said now. Because they were losing all their customers. And they finally...
The bird didn't last long,
you know. Because he was really... You know,
that a marketing strategy there?
Yeah.
That's right. That's the wrong marketing strategy.
Yeah. Yeah, they were losing customers. And you know, people just... didn't go in the store anymore.
So that was maybe even back when you were young. Maybe Gail had heard that from someone older then.
Well, she said she just thought that had made an impression on in her memory because she would hear that when she went to the store.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And Gail might have probably was old enough to remember it. But. When this came about, they were losing customers because, you know, I can remember my mom saying, you're not going in there, so let's go. And you could hear the old bird from the inside, you know, making ugly noises. Now, I didn't hear him say anything too bad, but and after the people started to losing customers and things, they got rid of the bird.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm it was one store never got rid of, but nobody would never go in there.
So and you're saying this was in more than one store?
I think so. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I know that they would say, don't go in such and such a store that old bird is at.
Okay.
And so, and I remember one time, I think it was the preacher announced it in the church. And he was telling the mothers what to do. And if you're going to have to go to the store, go to a store where you are treated right and respected. Mm-hmm. And he said, if not, stay at home and cook and eat what you got. Because all of us got gardens and food and stuff now.
So is that why you wouldn't go to the diners that wouldn't serve you respectably? You said you usually went to the cafe, but that's why you chose not to patronize the ones that wouldn't serve you?
Well, no. It wasn't right. Mm-hmm. Now, if everybody else could go in there and get a plate of food, order their sandwiches and things, and then here you come, you had to, maybe be a little window there, that you could go to the window and order you something. Uh-uh. That wasn't your place to go.
But they did, some places did have a place that you could eat. If
right.
You wanted to stay
but
inside,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
If
some of them had a place that you could eat, and you would have to go to the side door or something. But that had to soon stop, see, because anything we run up on back then, not we run up on it, it'd probably be our parents or somebody. But then we just didn't go.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, movie theaters or issues with doctors? Like, where did you have your children?
Well, now that wasn't a...